This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Samuel Smith's Nut Brown Ale as a Category 11C Northern English Brown Ale. Well, it's on the light end of brown. It's a light reddish-brown color, very clear, brilliantly clear, in fact. And the color's right. English brown ales, Northern English brown ales, aren't that dark. It's got a medium-low, light tan head. All that seems fairly normal. So I will give it a 3 on appearance. The aroma has a light, nutty malt nose, very light hop. Some darker graininess follows the nuttiness. Like it's biscuity, bready. Yeah, it's just more than a nutty feel. There's a, sort of a darker character. The nose is fairly neutral. There's a little bit of esters, but mostly I'm getting malt. And malt type aromatics, the nuttiness, hint at a chocolate, is the most prominent, but prominent in the balance. The overall impression is very subtle. Yeah, I'm just seeing as it warms whether I get anything else out of it. Not really. Maybe a hint of sweetness or caramel sort of follows as it warms, but not much. So I will give it a 10. I'm expecting a little bit more out of the nose, a little bit more of a maltiness. Tasting it? Well, it's pretty dry. It's nutty, grainy malt flavor. Dry finish. Not really getting a sweetness out of it. It's just a grainy malt. I'd say the bitterness is probably medium. It's sort of at the high end for the style. I'm getting a grainy malt, not a sweet malt. Hint of chocolate in there, but nutty is a good flavor for it. I get some hops, medium-low, earthy, a little bit of toffee flavor as it warms. The esters are pretty restrained, I'd call them low. It is a dry beer. I will give it a 16, expecting a little bit more maltiness and or sweetness out of it. It's coming off as awfully dry. Mouthfeel, it has that's between medium and medium light body, and the carbonation is a touch over medium. It's fairly smooth, no other palate sensations. Well, that's fine, so I'll give it a 5 on mouthfeel. So overall, it comes across as fairly clean for an English beer, in that I'm not getting a lot of esters or over yeast character. It's mostly a malty beer. In this case, the malt is dry and nutty and grainy. I'm really not getting any sweetness. I'm getting perhaps a little toffee, which could be caramel or could be maybe low diacetyl in conjunction with caramel. Not really sure. I'm just getting like a hint of that. I would say that it's at the high end of the bitterness range for the style. It is within parameters. I mean, it's not making me think it's any more than medium. But the apparent bitterness seems more, I guess, because of the lack of maltiness and sweetness, which tends to offset the hop bitterness a little bit. I do like the malt character. You know, I do think it's appropriately named because it is a nutty beer. And the nut quality is much more prominent than other English examples. So I'll give it a 9 overall. I mean, it's a legitimate variation of the style. It just sort of hits the upper end of a couple of the characteristics. It does tend to show off the British ingredients fairly well, although the yeast character is a little restrained. So I'll give it a 9 overall, which winds up with a total of 43. So that's the Samuel Smith's Nut Brown Ale, judged as a Category 11C Northern English Brown.